So welcome to Nine Notes Podcast. This week we're starting with the excellent Fossilization, who we might have played before. I think we played their first release, but this is a new split that's coming out on Everlasting Spew with a band called Ritual Necromancy. Not heard that side of the split yet, but I'm sure it'll be brilliant. Fossilization like kind of caught our attention, I think, last year. And this follow-up is possibly even better. I think we both picked this one, didn't we, Pete?
Yeah. The album last year was stunning. It was on our top, top 50 list we put out. We were due also to do a top 10, releases of the year as a podcast, but we weren't able to get around to it because of computer issues and then Christmas and COVID and everything. But I could state for certain that Fossilization album was in my top five, my allocation for that list. It was that good. I've listened to it so much. The best death metal I heard last year, along with Atom, I guess. And it's probably the greatest death doom I've heard in a long time. It's like the epitome of how this should sound, for me, at least.
Yeah.
So to have them back so quickly on, Everlasting Spew as well, the absolute kind of indefatigable label, they're just amazing kind of technical and death doom, European label, absolutely brilliant. So, I'm just really kind of glad for them. There's so much depth to the sound, and it sounds like 10 walls thick.
Yeah.
And it's completely menacing. It just carries on, this carries off, from where they were last year, which is absolute greatness. So, really happy for this to be back.
Yeah. There's just such a great, we're talking off air about Bandcamp just did a sort of a death metal feature on UK death metal, and I think the state of death metal in general is amazing at the moment, and when it's combined with genres we're really comfortable with, like doom, it just works so well. When it sounds so dug up and wretched, this, doesn't it? But it's just perfect. So I really enjoyed this. So that song was called Exalted in the Altar of Insignificance. It's from a split with a band called Ritual Necromancy. So yeah, really looking forward to hearing the rest of this. I think there's a few more tracks from each on it. So coming out on CD and tape, obviously, just seems to be the standard for this kind of music these days. So that's great. So you can get that at everlastingspewrecords.bandcamp.com. Brilliant stuff. So yeah, as ever, it's the Nine Notes Podcast. We've got nine amazing tracks for you this week. Again, we're spoiled for choice. There's so much stuff coming out, almost like a cavalcade of stuff that's really hard to pick from. Really sort of good quality stuff as well. We don't always get this in January, but yeah, what choice we've got this week. And Everson Poe kind of announced and then released this thing quite quickly. I think it's out in February properly, but they've released one track from this so far called The Chamber of Blood. And I think May Schultz, who is Everson Poe basically, has combined a few sort of guest appearances on this and has adopted sort of like different singing styles on this as well. I think they've kind of alluded to that in some of the tweets they've kind of put out about this as well. So really interesting to hear the sound moving on a little bit. The vocals might be a bit more clean. Certainly sounds interesting as ever. Like the music kind of just shifts quite subtly, I think, from release to release, and I think that's really why they're so interesting. It's out on Trepanation again. Did you ever listen to this one, Pete?
Yeah, I thought it's really good. And if you notice on the blurb on Bandcamp, it says it's back after a long period of unusual silence. And I thought, has it been? And the last album was out in April, but
yeah,
that's a testament to how prolific they normally are.
Also
in there, it's really, it's an interesting read. They say this, they've been through turbulent personal times. There's like a relationship that's ended. There's been a hospitalization. And, these kind of factors obviously filter into the music, alongside struggles with mental health and gender identity, which, again, is referenced in the blurb. It remains this kind of amazingly personal view into kind of the artist's life. And you can feel that emotion in the music and the openness and the rawness attached to it. Musically, this feels really grand. It does feel, like you say, a subtle shift as ever. And that makes it really interesting. it's very kind of melancholic. It's the first half is almost kind of pallbearer style, you know, the modern version of Trad Doom almost.
Very gothic. Then,
And actually, that's the other one. The other band I thought of, weirdly at points, was The Cure almost.
Yeah.
You know, coming in there. And, you know, but ultimately it sounds fresh and unique and, as ever, you know, completely compelling.
Yeah, I've just kind of looked. I think there's been about 6 or 7 releases that we've probably paid over time. So, yeah, it's a Ninehertz favourite, I guess. So, yeah, I just thought this was fantastic. The track's called The Chamber of Blood, and the EP is called The Night Country. You can get this at eversonpoe.bandcamp.com, and highly recommend you sort of delve into the back catalogue because it's amazing.
Soon the flesh of those he has
So that was the amazing Everson Poe there, another cracking release. That was The Chamber of Blood. I did wonder whether that was possibly a reference to Angela Carter's Bloody Chamber, the sort of feminist retelling of fairy tales. I don't know if you've read that piece from years ago.
No.
It's it's a pretty interesting conceptual piece, and yeah, might have something to do with it. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, anyway, the next track we're going to play is by a band called Keeper. And Pete, this is incredible. Like, they call themselves California Doom, which I thought was hilarious because this is unpleasant. This is almost like New Orleans style to me. The vocals are so raw and throat scratching on this that I thought this is almost too intense. But I thought it was brilliant. So I've not come across them before. Had you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm a big fan. And, you know, they've got members in other bands like Elder Devil and Hellish Form.
Tell a lie. I've seen that Body Void split before.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. You will recognize them. And actually, I think there is a point with that. I think they've gone under the radar a bit, which undeservedly so as well. You know, they've had a split with Seabastard as well, you know, from the UK. Yeah. They've done, you know, really kind of strong release in the past and EPs and everything. And hopefully I think people are starting to come around to actually the one, you know, the incredibly important band, and because they're one of the best out there doing this real oppressive doom sound. You know, this came out in the end of, well, no, the start of December. So it's pushing it in terms of new releases, but, you know, we haven't recorded since probably late November because, you know, because of the kind of technical issues I alluded to before. And in that time, I had this long list of kind of potential songs, you know, in case we were going to record. And, you know, I had to kind of, you know, bin most of them off because, you know, just because of the nature of this podcast. But I couldn't let this one go. I had to come back to it because I've just listened to it, you know, ever since, even though it's just a kind of short EP. And it I think, you know, it proves the quality of Keeper. It's, you know, absolutely black-hearted doom. It's got, you know, it's infected by hardcore and obviously like other extreme metal, and it just creates this, you know, it's properly gruesome beast that's unwholesome but utterly glorious to listen to. And like I say, I think they're an important band, and you know, they'll just grow because they're so good.
Yeah, this is quite interesting. It looks like it was actually recorded in 2017, so it's about 5 years old, but yeah, this is incredible stuff. Like I said, the vocals just really struck me, like demented sounding, to be honest. So yeah, that's what really stood out, and the crushing sort of style of it. I do remember that Body Void split now I see it. But yeah, I think I probably need to remind myself how good these guys are. So the record's called 2021, yeah, the song we're going to play is called XX. You can get this at keeperxdoom.bandcamp.com. We'll be right back. So that was a band called Keeper with a song called XX. Fantastic stuff. We're going over to Sydney, Australia for the next release. And just have to shout out Gary Davidson for providing us with a lovely gift, sort of a Bandcamp voucher. It's managed to pay for most of the music from this week and last week. So yeah, really appreciate that, Gary. And Gary's actually sort of to... we have to sort of give a nod to him for this next track, really. So a band called Awe released a record called The Blood You Crave last Friday, I think. So, yeah, this really blew my head off. And Gary was kind of reviewing and talking about it last week. And, yeah, this is just really dense, dark, sort of blackened post-metal to me. And, yeah, it just kind of grabbed my attention. And the whole record stands up as this gloomy, possibly neurosis inspired piece of work. What did you make of this one, Pete? Because it's pretty dark.
Yeah, I was skeptical about it at first, actually, and I'd seen it come up, but I think I'd kind of passed it by slightly. You know, I'm always a bit wary of bands kind of prefaced with the word post.
Yes.
but it's really good. You know, I've only had a chance to listen to this track so far because I only kind of got around to it this morning. But it kind of eschews all that I fear of kind of post-metal or post-black metal or whatever it is. You know, it is like this dense sound, but it's surprisingly melodic with it. It's got, you know, the darkened atmosphere. It's got elements of black metal, but, you know, it's got those thick riffs in it. You know, you almost more associate with something like Sludge. So, you know, that really kind of obviously appeals to me. It never goes into that kind of, you know, those nonsensical post-metal meanderings. Mm. Never goes quiet loud.
It doesn't really stay still, does it?
No. And you know, I just, you know, really look forward to hearing the rest of the album now.
Yeah, it's great. I've had it on a few times and, yeah, kind of blew my mind a little bit. So, yeah, really, really enjoyed this. Can't wait to hear more, really, because it's, yeah, fantastic. So we're going to play the song Doomed and Damned. You can get this at awemusic.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
All right, that was the band Or, fantastic band from Australia there. This next track is by the excellent Ms. Moore, who are back with a really conceptual release, it seems, called Wits End. It's been released as a DVD and LP and I think a CD set as well. But it's got a sort of short film with it, an animated hand-drawn film, which kind of reflects the music encapsulated within. And I think you get the download of the film by a guy called Zev Deans when you buy it as well. So, yeah, I mean, Ms. Moore have always been incredibly conceptual in terms of what they present to people. That their albums are very polished, and I doubt this is any different, really, like in terms of standard. Again, featuring artwork from the fantastic Justinia Kozyak, and yeah, it kind of it sets the scene for what is an incredible release. Pete, you picked this, but I think had I heard this before the podcast, I would have. Would have picked it as well, I think. So yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, beat you to it. Yeah, you know, I think there's possibly no one. Well, no, I think there is no one in the extreme world of doom who does this. You know, who does black and doom epicness like Ms. Moore, or as good as Ms. Moore. It is always magnificent. It is, you know, it always evolves the narrative lyrically and thematically and musically. And this is no different. You know, it's only, you know, it's only a short release, but you know, real welcome return. It's got the kind of slow sample, spoken word laden entry, which then gives way to this kind of low lying riff, and that really hits with a thud. And the vocals kind of just drip with disdain and like exhausted emotion. I suppose that's kind of probably where the title comes in, Wits End. If anything, you know, if anyone, it reminds me of like someone like Bismuth, you know, in the way it kind of just crawls along, fingernails pulling you forward in the dirt. Like that's the only momentum it has to it. And then, you know, it's, you know, when it ends, I think it's, you know, 40 minutes long or something like that. And like you kind of silence hits you. It feels like you've just, you know, it feels like you've been immersed in an emotional journey throughout. It's, you know, it is, that's the kind of impact Ms. Moore can provide.
I think I like the fact that the first thing that Bandcamp suggests when you see this, if you like Wits End, you'll probably like Mirror Reaper by Bellwitch, and yeah, that kind of that aesthetic definitely shines through, not just artwork wise, but like the themes and the heaviness and the like the fact that you've been on a mournful journey almost with it is I think the point I'm trying to make is just yeah. These people just creating these beautiful pieces of art. We're almost spoilt these days, I think, for stuff like this. And yeah, bands like this and labels like Gilead Media are bringing some incredible stuff to the fore. So massive respect. So yeah, if you want to hear the full track, you can go to gileadmedia.bandcamp.com. So that was Ms. Moore with an excerpt from the excellent Wits End. Really enjoyed that. Thrill Jockey have again thrown another body release at us, as if it wasn't enough to leave us leaving none but small birds, which was with Big Brave. They've come out with another release called Enemy of Love with a techno artist called OAA. This just hit me as another example of the body just like morphing into another artist and sort of becoming a solid unit with that band. I don't think anyone does collaborations quite as well as the body. They seem to just assimilate themselves with other people and make this glorious sound. And you know, they've done it with some really strange electronic artists over the years, some really strange like metal bands, and here's another example of them doing it with like a band who really know their way around like creating atmospheres and harsh like despondent atmospheres. This is fantastic. I thought it was really interesting. I only heard this one track, Baron of Joy, so far, but I was immediately hooked in. And what did you make of it, Pete? Because obviously there's not much information that's come out about this yet, but yeah, no. It's just amazing.
You know, I love the body. You know, and I got a few records for my birthday, which is towards the end of last year. So I've been listening to them quite a lot. Well, a lot more than usual recently as well. And you know, you really kind of appreciate them, and you know how good they are. The collaborations. You know, just to kind of restate what you're saying, it's incredible. You know, like bands, most bands will be content with a split release. To actually, you know, merge with these bands and you know, seamlessly as well. You know, the fact that, you know, whether it's Thou or Full of Hell or Big Brave or, you know, or not just those, but, you know, kind of pushing out into areas outside my kind of normal listening. And, you know, to go native, to immerse themselves, is, you know, with these like-minded visionaries, it's an incredible feat. And, you know, to do it so often. You know, this track is again, it's another way, you know, the fact that they've merged with someone else means it sounds different, but still all you kind of, you know, all the familiar elements. You know, it's got these kind of gurgling vocals as well as obviously kind of Chip's, you know, trademark vocal noise. There's a, you know, in the background to the whole thing, it's a proper dirge, which is, you know, it's like true drone at points, and then add in the electronic inputs. It feels like the recordings of like alien primordial ooze or something, you know, in fast forward, like a sci-fi horror soundtrack. It's like completely disruptive. It's an uneasy listen. I can't wait to hear it all.
Yeah, same. I'm just in awe of their production rate and the quality. I think that's always something to behold, really, when you find bands like this. So yeah, if you want to hear this track, Baron of Joy, and order it from Thrill Jockey, you can get it at thebody.bandcamp.com. It's coming out on LP and CD. So yeah, pretty amazing stuff there. We'll be right back. So that was a collaboration between The Body and OAA off an album called Enemy of Love, which is out in February. Absolutely amazing. So yeah, we're sort of turning towards something a bit darker next in a different way. Transylvanian Recordings, who we play a lot of on the podcast, have come out with this amazing record by a band called Aquaria. Now, this is almost like enslaved territory to me. It's kind of got a blackened element to it, like almost like a Nordic Viking sort of sound to it, but with this like epic, you know, black metal, post-metal sound that's, yeah, it sort of sounds triumphant, doesn't it? Quite uplifting in a weird way.
Yeah, it does. You know, that, something Transylvanian Recordings managed to do every time. You know, they're an amazing label. We play so much of their things. They put out pretty much everything they do is kind of name your price, so it makes it completely accessible to all. You know, there's releases, you know, several releases a month. And it's always high quality, you know. And, you know, if they've got a core, it's probably death metal. But, and I must have said this before, but it's worth saying again, is when they do doom, it is invariably of, you know, like epic and amazing, yeah. Like this, like, you know, so it is,
yeah.
You know, they're a completely new band to me. But, you know, they step into my world with this kind of ready-made grandest stylings of doom. You know, that I think the blurb mentions Yarb and Neurosis, but, you know, like you're kind of, you spot on with kind of that links, you know, as enslaved, there is, you know, it's not slavish to any of these bands. It creates something new, but, and then throws in kind of the harshness of that slight black metal inflection. And that create, you know, that gives it a venom alongside these kind of ethereal moments and the kind of the overall epicness to it. It's a real kind of super release, and every track as well. It should say, like, I think it's four tracks long, and the whole thing is, you know, it doesn't dip at any point.
No, it's a very well-rounded release, and I think, and yeah, it's getting, I mean, just the reviews on Bandcamp are something to read. I mean, people are calling this album of the year already and saying, you know, like, I've never commented before, but this is amazing. Lots of people very keen on it. So yeah, I think Transylvanian Tapes, Transylvanian Records, I guess, they just have this absolute way of picking the best stuff. And yeah, I think we'll always have to check out whatever they put out, because it's always going to be worth a quick listen. And then you get treated to stuff like this. So yeah, really, really cool. So yeah, you can get this at transylvaniantapes.bandcamp.com. The album's called Dim. We're going to play the song Demon Is Man. So that was a band called Aquaria, absolutely amazing there, called Demon Is Man. And that was, on Transylvanian Recordings. Back to the UK here for Trepanation Recordings, who seem to be putting out so many interesting records. I've just noticed Goza from Sheffield have signed with them as well, so we'll be seeing more from them, which is great news. But this is a Finnish sort of post-metal sludge doom group that they sort of describe themselves as, called Ladon Aika. I hope that's a good way of saying it. Apparently, this is a new vocalist on show here, but I've never heard this band before, so it's all new to us. This is like just incredibly grim sludge stuff, and I think now and again we just need to remind ourselves how good this kind of genre is. I really enjoyed this. This is apparently like following their third full length in 2019, and might be the longest gap between releases. So I think this is really accomplished, and I'd love to hear how they've kind of come to this point, really, because they've nailed the style absolutely. What did you make of it, Pete?
Yeah, it is interesting. It's obviously doom and sludge in sound, but almost kind of post-metal in mindset and applied to those genres. And as such, it kind of doesn't, you know, it doesn't end up down the well, you know, like kind of, you know, like fucked up sludge can do. You know, instead it kind of stalks around the peripheries like this kind of threatening shadow you have to keep your eye on, never going in for the attack, never fully committing itself, just kind of broods with menace. And you know, that's a kind of interesting approach to it all. You know, it's really, like you say, accomplished is a good word for this. You know, it feels really considered in the way it's been built. And just again, you know, a nod to Trepanation Recordings. It's amazing how kind of nothing is slowing them down. This is the second release on this podcast. You know, nothing, a global pandemic can't slow them down. It's incredible. So, you know, well played.
Yeah, really, really well considered as well. Like, I think the mix of bands that Dan signs as well really show a real variety of talent that we might not always get to listen to. So, you know, there's harsh noise, there's drone, there's sludge, there's black metal. It's all there in all its glory. So yeah, really enjoyed this. So we're going to play a song called Azure C'est Pois, and you can get this at trepanationrecordings.bandcamp.com. This is Ladon Aika.
Oh,
So that was the Finnish band Lardon Aika on Trepanation Recordings. Fantastic stuff there. Next up, we're going to play a band called Void Odyssey with a song called Reefer Rice, but it's part of the fantastic compilation by a label called Jabkla Delenko Odstromu from Bratislava in Slovakia. We played a track off the first compilation, which was called Jabka and Doom, Volume 1. Volume 2 is out now. Cassette-only release with like a digital option as well. And they tend to sort of pick bands from all over the place. But yeah, this is like just fantastic stuff. I mean, this I listened to the whole sort of Void Odyssey release itself, and it's kind of like if Bongzilla were more metallic. That's the best way I can kind of put this. Yeah. But the whole compilation kind of struck me as amazing. And again, Slovakia has this incredible scene. I don't know where they play or what their kind of like ambitions are, but wow, what a collection again, and what a nice little label. I noticed they released some cider over Christmas, and you could only get it if you were in Bratislava because they were going to bring it to your house. I think that's amazing. So like, look, yeah. That's the definition of cottage industry, I think.
Yeah, a cider and tape label. Yeah, I know. You know, we said this like when we played last time. It was a view into a scene, a far off scene, and that's really exciting to me. And you know, I bought that first tape. That, you know, the postage is amazing for kind of if you live in the UK, you know, considering it's coming all the way across Europe. And so when they released this second compilation, I bought it on the pre-order and I kind of forgot about it. And then the tape landed through my door this week. And I was like, you know, really excited to play it. Got through the whole thing straight away. And it's like the first one, you know, just considering it's doom based. And these are all bands from, I think they're all from Slovakia. Or nearby, it's amazing kind of the variants on there, the different kind of styles of doom and sludge that are on there. Really makes it really interesting listen. I mean, you know, and it must be a brilliant scene, you know, whether it's Bratislava or like the countrywide, I don't know. So, you know, really kind of, you know, like this labor of love compilation, which everyone should check out. And then as ever with, you know, I always do this for compilation, then go and check all the other bands out and kind of, you know, follow them on Bandcamp. And I think probably Void Odyssey was my favorite on there. And it's as it happened, I think their release had come out the day I clicked on it, or like within an hour of me clicking on it, it'd come out. So it's like perfect time. And it was kind of destined to be on this podcast. I mean, it's full on, you know, it's doom stereotypes all the way through, from the name, from the, you know, the drug reference in the title. The artwork is, you know, perfect for all that. And the other thing I'd say, you know, it's instrumental, you know, it's 10 minutes of instrumental doom and sludge, but it staves off those kind of, you know, the meandering that you can find in longer instrumental doom. And it does that through kind of samples and screams, and just throughout that kind of, it's got this thick, heavy doom tone that's just sweet. I knew this was for me within seconds. So like, yeah. A brilliant release on a brilliant compilation.
Yeah. And I mean, I've literally, while we've been talking, I've ordered both tapes just because you know, it's brilliant stuff. I mean, I love stuff like this, and I feel like if I let those tapes sell out without getting it, it's just going to be, I'm going to miss something from my life. So yeah, it's just, I love compilations, and I love going back over them, and like you say, you then cascade into each release, and you become fans of perhaps eight bands from each one. Mm. So yeah, I absolutely love this. So yeah, if you want to hear this, you can go to Jabla Delenko Odstromu. We'll put the link in the bio for this one, just because like typing that out's insane. But yeah, we're going to play the song off it, Void Odyssey's Reefer Rice. Highly recommend looking at Void Odyssey's Bandcamp as well, because it's fantastic. Really good artwork for that one as well, if you've got time to have a look at that as well. So yeah, enjoy this. We'll see you next week.
And we can express only the hope that your experiences may not alone keep you, but thousands of others from the vicious pitfalls of marijuana.